This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, a change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets all around North Carolina and certainly right here in our community.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get.
A UNC graduate assistant football coach was arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. And a lawsuit was filed against the university on Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the 16-11 Tar Heel baseball team is on the road tonight for a game against Elon. And
any of the Final Four coaches can win the NCAA championship.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 8:06. We have 39 degrees in Chapel Hill for mostly sunny skies and breezy conditions today. High today in the low 70s, tonight clear with a low in the low 40s, and then tomorrow another good day, although not quite as warm. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the middle 60s. Coming up, a story about sales tax and its distribution, how it could affect us right here in Orange County. But first, there is a lawsuit out there involving a couple of former Carolina athletes. Blake Hodge is here in the studio with a live update on that story.
Yeah, we've been kind of filing over a few documents, court documents, this morning so far. The NCAA and UNC have both filed a motion in federal court to outright dismiss the lawsuit that was brought by those two former student athletes at Carolina. They claimed that they were not given the opportunity to pursue the college education during their time at Carolina. If you remember back, the suit was filed in January, and it was on behalf of women's basketball player Rashonda McCants and Devin Ramsey from the Carolina football team, and attorney Bob Orr, who is a former state Supreme Court attendee there. Bob Orr is the attorney that is representing the players, and looking over the court documents that were just released late in the evening, early this morning, they have filed motions to dismiss the lawsuit. Whether they are granted or anything is still up in the air, but the motions have been filed by Carolina, alleging that they didn't do any of the things that were put forward in the allegations. The NCAA has filed their dismissal on one, saying that it's not their jurisdiction, so they shouldn't be involved in the lawsuit anyway. But then on UNC's side of it, saying that they did provide every opportunity to pursue a college education during their time at Carolina. So a lot of things still changing on this, but that's kind of the latest development over the last 24 hours, is that the motions to dismiss the lawsuit by the NCAA and by UNC have both been filed in federal court. So
it's going to be really
interesting. Where we go from here. Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to see how this turns out. We're talking about Rashonda McCants, a former Carolina women's basketball player, and former football player Devin Ramsey. And this has been out there for a while, and kind of hanging over the university like a cloud, like so many other things are.
And, yeah, you mentioned the other exactly. The other lawsuit that was just filed yesterday, I believe it was. So there's
exactly.
We spoke with Bob Orr back whenever the lawsuit was first filed. So hopefully we'll be able to talk with him again today. Going to work on that. Hopefully have an update with the afternoon news with Aaron Keck later on as well. Aaron in the afternoon and the evening news from 3 to 7. Hopefully we'll be able to have a full report on that, but wanted to give you the update that we do have motions filed by the NCAA and UNC to dismiss this lawsuit. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Blake Hodge, WCHL News Director. And, Blake, you brought up that other lawsuit. I may as well go ahead and get into that now. A lawsuit was filed against the university last Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. WRAL and the Daily Tar Heel are both reporting that Clifton Leon Webb filed the lawsuit. He says former housekeeping director Bill Burstyn, quoting now from the DTH, quoting, would fire black housekeepers to bring in Asian housekeepers who would reciprocate the new job with sexual favors, unquote. Burstyn was fired from his job several years ago, and in 2013, UNC had to pay a former housekeeper who filed a sexual harassment suit against him. But Webb says he was fired, too, after being demoted for bringing the issue to the attention of supervisors. So, another cloud in the sky.
And this is one of the reasons they went out and got the legal help that they were criticized for in terms of paying so much money for legal help. Whenever you've got this many things boiling at one time, it's hard to keep an eye on it.
My goodness. Yeah. Keep the lid on. That's what they've been trying to do. So, at any rate, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Totally different story now. A change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets right here in Orange County and all over North Carolina. WCHL's Blake Hodge again with this story.
A plan was put forward in the North Carolina Senate last week with the goal of providing an economic uplifting in rural North Carolina. The plan would shift sales tax revenue that currently stays where products were sold to instead be distributed all across the Tar Heel State. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that this would extend what Orange County already does with their sales tax dollars.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get, and currently commissioners can base it on population or on the point of collection, and currently it is based on population in Orange County. So what this would do is it's kind of an extension of what we do anyway.
The argument from legislators is that the newly proposed system would be more equitable and not reward urban counties for hosting the most retail options. But some municipalities would lose millions of dollars in funding from that sales tax figure. With budgets quickly coming due in June, that could leave major shortfalls.
The financial numbers alone, I've heard of how it would affect the city of Raleigh and the city of Durham, and it's another way of just really abruptly changing the way it's done in a way that's going to impact citizens.
Large municipalities and vacation destinations appear to be areas that are most negatively impacted by this proposed legislation. Reports say that after state senators have further reviewed numbers of how this change would affect municipalities, they're making plans to introduce amendments to this proposal that would cause cities to reflect their counties more closely rather than money being shifted in such dramatic fashion. Lavelle says that in general, she feels there are more equitable forms of taxation than the current regulations and the newly proposed sales tax system.
A person of moderate wealth who owns a really nice piece of property is the only thing they own, so they get charged a whole lot. And meanwhile, you have someone else who might own a moderate piece of property that might have just buku of money in some financial assets somewhere, some other income somewhere. That's why I think that a straight-out income tax is really the fairest way to tax.
In its current form, the legislation would call for a 3-year changeover from the current system, where 75% of the local sales tax stays where the purchase was made, to the new system, where all of the sales tax would be redistributed across the state. Orange County, as a side note, would see a bump in tax revenue under the proposed system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, thanks a lot, Blake, for those two reports. A UNC graduate assistant football coach has resigned his position with the football program after being arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Durham police charged 28-year-old Gerald McGrath with DWI early yesterday morning. He was released on a $1,500 bond. McGrath joined the Tar Heels football staff earlier this year as a defensive graduate assistant coach. He played for Coach Larry Fedora while at the University of Southern Mississippi before being drafted by the Tennessee Titans in 2009. He played for 4 seasons in the NFL, but was suspended for 4 games in 2010 after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. McGrath said at the time the positive test came from a tainted supplement. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a statement released by the university, McGrath said, "I apologize for my actions and for bringing negative publicity and attention to the University of North Carolina and the football program. I've decided to resign my position as a graduate assistant coach at UNC and move forward with my career." The Hillsborough Police Department will host an event in hopes to enhance communication with Latino citizens in our community with a special event tonight. Mayor Tom Stevens says this is all designed to allow a chance for officers and members of the community to gather and share thoughts and ensure that everyone feels safe.
What do you do about 911 communications and what's suspicious and what scams are we looking at. We're talking to them about domestic violence. Just a lot of ways about how do you know when things aren't going right, because what we want to do is people living here and want our community to be safe and want people to feel welcome and know what to do when they see something that's not right.
Mayor Stevens says he's not aware of ongoing tensions in the community and adds that the only issue he can recall is a language barrier at times.
It is more about being proactive and recognizing that we have a growing Latino population here in Hillsborough, in Orange County, in North Carolina. I'm not aware of any specific issues other than we do have folks in our community. English is not their first language. Probably some who don't know their English very well. And so we will have an interpreter there.
Stevens says there are programs offered to make the adjustment for Latinos in our community as easily as possible, including English classes that are offered for free at Durham Tech. The summit will be held from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Orange County campus of Durham Technical Community College. The meeting will be in room 109, and that is located at 525 College Park Road in Hillsborough. Just one of the many things going on in, as Nikki says, Beverly Hillsborough. That's right.
Yes.
And loaded up the truck and we moved to Beverly Hillsborough.
Yes.
It said, Jed, stay away from Mayor Tom Stevens' office.
It's going to stick, I promise.
I think it might.
It should.
Traffic and weather together now. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. What's happening?
Highway 86 just crowded in segments both directions between Estes Drive and 40. 40 eastbound also seeing some crowded conditions. A couple of brake lights showing up between 751 and Fayetteville Road, and southbound Durham Freeway also slow as you approach Mangum Drive through Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
That is Nikki Morse of Beverly Hillsboro.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This report has been brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or something really special like an engagement ring, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. And it is a really nice day. 39 degrees, sunshine, breezy today. Our high today, about 73. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 42. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65 degrees. Good weather on the way. Town Hall Grill is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. Town Hall Grill. WCHL News Time is 8:18. Governor Pat McCrory is not backing bills giving exemptions to court officials who decline to perform certain marriages and offering other religious protections to businesses. McCrory said Monday he would not sign in its current form a Senate bill that allows magistrates and some register of deeds workers to refuse to carry out marriage duties based on a sincerely held religious objection. That's a quote. Gay rights advocates say the measure upholds discrimination. McCrory said on a radio station in Charlotte yesterday, there cannot be carve-outs for people who swear to uphold the Constitution. A bill still becomes law when a governor declines to sign it. Broader bills filed attempt to protect the rights of business owners or government officials from carrying out laws based on their religious freedoms. McCrory says he's yet to see the problems that sponsors are so anxious to fix. WCHL News Time is 8:18. Turning now to your news around town stories. If you're a high school student and if you're artistically inclined, or if you have a high school student in your house who's artistically talented, you're invited to enter the Congressional High School Art Competition. Every member of Congress, including our own David Price, hosts this competition in their specific district. Winning entries will be displayed in the corridor of the U.S. Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Contact your high school art teacher or the Orange County Arts Commission if you'd like to enter. Visit artsorange.org for more details. The deadline for entries is Thursday, April 9th. That will be a week from this Thursday. Now through Sunday, head to the Orange County Public Library in Hillsborough and check out artwork by International Baccalaureate students at Cedar Ridge High School. Four students have their art on display, Sylvie Baggett, Taylor Brewer, Derek Lamb, and Jolie Tullis. The library is located downtown at 137 West Margaret Lane in Hillsborough. You can get all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Just go there and click on the News Around Town link. And that website, once again, is chapelboro.com. All right, it is 8:20 at WCHL. Let's talk a little Carolina baseball. Time for championship sports. A home series lost to Miami over the past weekend, accompanied by a tumble outside the top 25 polls. And if you follow Carolina baseball for any length at all, you know that that is very unusual for the Tar Heels to fall outside the polls. All of that has head coach Mike Fox, that is UNC baseball team, struggling a bit. Good news is they get back into the polls. Their chance to get back in there starts tonight. The 16-11 Tar Heels travel to face the 12-14 Elon Phoenix. Despite the team's struggles, senior starting pitcher Benton Moss is quietly putting together a very good season, maybe the best statistical season of his college career. He says he has full faith in this bunch moving forward, and he says they're going to be just fine. Don't worry about the Tar Heels.
Once we figure out how to win the 4-3 games, you know, and we're going to. You know, when you lose a game like that, you learn from it. So we're right there.
Another young man who looks primed to have a huge impact on the Tar Heels' present and future is freshman first baseman Zach Gahagan. He took over the team lead and runs batted in with a big game against Miami on Sunday. After sitting out his final year of high school ball because of injury, his level of production is completely unexpected, according to coach Mike Fox.
He came in the summer, you know, off a torn ACL. He didn't play at all in high school. He had not played in a long time, and he didn't have a good fall from a playing standpoint, but we didn't expect him to. The problem was he expected to. So when we just kept telling him, you haven't seen live pitching in a long, long time. But he showed signs of being a good player.
It is Carolina versus Elon. Tar Heels on the road. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 tonight, with starting pitchers still yet to be announced. Good luck to the Tar Heels. In college basketball, as far as the men are concerned, three players heading to the Final Four this coming weekend head up the Associated Press Men's Basketball All-America team. Starting five is led by Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky, Kentucky's Willie Cauley-Stein, and Duke's Jahlil Okafor. What a front court that would be. The 7-foot Kaminsky was a unanimous pick. Okafor got all but one first-team vote following his outstanding freshman season at Duke. Rounding out the first five are Notre Dame senior Jerrion Grant and Ohio State freshman D'Angelo Russell. Cauley-Stein, Kaminsky, and Okafor also are among the 10 candidates for the John Wooden Award as the nation's top college basketball player. And as far as the women are concerned, the Connecticut Huskies are back in the women's Final Four for the 8th consecutive season. Just think about that for a moment. They've been in the Final Four 8 straight years now. UConn rolled to a 91-70 win against Dayton as the Huskies pull within 2 victories the 3rd straight national championship. Kalina Mosqueda DeLewis scored 27 points for UConn. UConn actually trailed at halftime for the first time in 2 seasons, but they were able to come out in the second half and play like UConn. They put together a 15-3 run, went ahead and stayed there. UConn's semifinal opponent would be number 1 seed Maryland, which is in the Final Four for the 2nd consecutive year after defeating Tennessee 58-48. WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money. And in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective. And negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Any of the Final Four coaches can win the NCAA championship. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. In some years, we have a Final Four with a nice Cinderella story, but little chance for the glass slipper to fit. This time, we have 4 heavyweight coaches who have brought their teams to the peak of their games for the last weekend of the college basketball season. Mike Krzyzewski, Tom Izzo, John Calipari, and Bo Ryan have something like 25 Final Fours between them. And seriously, any of their teams could cut down the nets Monday night. Here's why. Kentucky may be 38-0, but the Wildcats' escapes are more amazing than their unblemished record. Three or four times during the regular season, their wins went down to the last possession, and again Saturday they were fortunate to come back and beat Notre Dame. Like many great Carolina teams of the past, they have been on television so much that opponents learn how to play them and by season's end are not intimidated by the record or their cachet. Wisconsin is playing the best basketball right now, and the Badgers have experience, ability, and more toughness than any of the four. These guys are like a Chevy pickup truck who are in their second straight Final Four and never get rattled when they are down in the second half. Their two-man tandem of Kaminsky and Decker are the best duo in the field because they are great players, unyielding players, and determined to bring Wisconsin its first national championship in hoops. At Michigan State, the calendar goes January, February, Izzo, April, because no matter how his team start the season, Tom Izzo has the knack of bringing them around at tournament time. The Spartans had Wisconsin beaten in the Big Ten championship game before losing in overtime, and no one should be surprised how they outlasted higher seeds Oklahoma and Louisville in the East Regional. And they're far better and healthier than they were when they lost to Duke in December. Krzyzewski, of course, is the new king of college basketball in too many ways to list, but he makes $10 million, basically runs Duke University, and has boundless energy at 68 that makes it seem like he will keep going well into his 70s. The Blue Devils have to survive a very physical game against Michigan State to reach Monday night against deeper and bigger Wisconsin or Kentucky, but they have the four best starters of any team in Indy and certainly could win their third national title in the Hoosier State. But honestly, any of the four could. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
GEICO asks, which is easier, playing basketball or saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? In basketball, a much more talented player could throw down a sensational dunk over you, and then that sensational dunk could become a poster. And there you are, eyes closed, hands flailing, immortalized forever in shame. But switching and saving with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office is easy, and there's zero chance of a soul-crushing posterization, so that's good too.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning, it's 828 at WCHL. Tuesday is always a good day around here because not only is it Rock and Roll Tuesday, Freddie Kiger always asks a rock and roll trivia quiz at about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock, but also at about 8:40, it is time for Adopt-A-Pet. So we're expecting another pet up for adoption from one of our local animal organizations and here in just a few minutes, so don't go away.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is growing. We are one of the top-performing Subaru centers in the Southeast region, which means we have one of the best inventories in the Triangle, all priced at wow. Plus, did you know our pre-owned center is Hendrick certified and boasts a virtual inventory of more than 6,000 vehicles, again, priced at wow. Acura and BMW are still right here in Chapel Hill as well. And don't forget about our service centers. How loudly can you say wow? Because that'll be your response when you have your vehicle serviced with us. Not only are our prices is exceptional, we also treat you like you are the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance Promise. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales and service promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subarus, plus all makes and models of pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. Wow! Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving Triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Care and Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina. It is actually going to be a nice day, up to 40 degrees now. We're expecting a lot of sunshine today. It will be a little bit breezy later today. Our high temperature today in the low 70s. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 43. And then tomorrow sunny with a high of 65 degrees. So a couple of good days here. At any rate, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And if you want a very special meal, plan to make a trip to the Carolina Inn, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, right there on the beautiful UNC campus. Coming up, more local news on WCHL, but first, an update from CBS.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. In Switzerland, Iran nuclear talks have gone on for nearly 1 week. Correspondent Margaret Brennan has details from Lausanne.
Diplomats negotiated well into the night and very early this morning. We have no word yet on whether a breakthrough has been achieved, but diplomats are signaling they may need a few extra hours, perhaps even more wiggle room in order to iron out those technical details. It's not clear if they'll meet the midnight Geneva time deadline to hammer out this deal.
And that self-imposed deadline now 9.5 hours away.
This March 31st deadline is purely just to force some decision-making. The U.S. Congress and President Obama had insisted that tough decisions need to be made before they even consider moving forward on a broader agreement.
Key sticking points, the removal of United Nations sanctions and Iran's right to develop advanced nuclear centrifuges 10 years after an agreement's reached. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 40 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a really nice day. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The second Carolina Conversations event is to be held on campus later today. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has all the details.
This Carolina Conversation will focus on social media anonymity and integrity. More than 100 students and faculty members were present for the first event concerning race and current events earlier this month. Following the initial discussion, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisps said that he was cautiously optimistic about the conversations being had on campus.
But I don't want people to hear that as a muted optimism, because it's a beginning. We got off to a start.
He adds that the most important accomplishment was that the conversations were now being held and students were able to more actively voice their concerns.
I think part of this is having the institution from the highest level, the chancellor, the senior administration, the faculty, send a very clear message that this matters to us, that the ability for every student, and I mean every student, and I don't care what adjective you put in front of them, for every student to feel like this is a place where they can express themselves.
This Carolina Pulse event is scheduled to take place from 5 until 6:30 this evening in the Aquarium Lounge of the FPG Student Union. The discussion regarding social media and the anonymity that it provides will take the form of a facilitated conversation among small groups. You can see a full calendar of events at carolinaconversations.unc.edu. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Somebody may be knocking on your door today. An advocacy group has been going door to door in certain parts of Chapel Hill in an effort to educate the public on our drinking water. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
Dave Rogers is the director of Environment North Carolina. He says his organization is working to continue educating the public about fracking.
Folks who live around Jordan Lake are some of the people who are at risk of water contamination, air pollution, and just the other problems that are associated with fracking.
Volunteers with Environment NC have been canvassing neighborhoods in Chapel Hill in hopes to stop the momentum behind fracking in the state. Rogers says continuing conversation is the most effective method to fight the drilling for gas in North Carolina.
We've seen as more and more people learn about fracking and the risks associated with it, more and more North Carolinians have come out in opposition to fracking. So the most important thing we can do is continue to spread the word and educate folks about the dangers associated with fracking.
He adds that he hopes those in opposition to fracking will voice their concern.
We're asking folks to sign petitions, make phone calls, get in contact with both, obviously, their elected officials, but then Governor McCrory as well, to make sure their voices are heard on this issue.
Proponents of fracking say it will amount to cheap energy and a surplus of jobs in areas of the Tar Heel State that have been in economic turmoil ever since the Great Recession. Legislators in North Carolina initially promised strict guidelines for fracking, which have since been slightly loosened. But Rogers says no matter the guidelines, fracking is still dangerous. He cites a recently released report from Environment NC.
It highlighted more than 3,000 permit violations in Pennsylvania over the last 3 years alone. So the reality is, even in places where the regulations might be stronger than ours, the industry is violating those regulations on a daily basis.
Earlier this month, a big step forward for fracking was taken when permits were legally accepted in North Carolina. Rogers says Environment NC will hold a public forum on April 13th on the NC State campus in Raleigh to provide information about the infrastructure involved with hydraulic fracturing. You can get more information about the event and the efforts to slow fracking in our area at environmentnorthcarolina.org. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's some people right here in our community working very hard to preserve our environment. Volunteers have now removed 10,000 bags of trash in the history of the Clean Jordan Lake program. A news release says that during the most recent cleanup over the weekend, more than 100 volunteers removed 300 bags of trash plus 140 tires from Jordan Lake in just 2 hours of work. This year's event targeted a cove on the east side of the Haw River arm near the joining of Robeson Creek. In addition to semi-annual cleanup events open to the general public, Clean Jordan Lake runs an Adopt-a-Shoreline and Adopt-a-Feeder-Stream program and also facilitates community service days by groups throughout the year. One thing I've never been able to understand is I can understand the trash being picked up, but why does it seem everybody goes there to discard their old tires? It just makes no sense. Legislation filed early this session to locate funds for an academic standards panel and to adjust other parts of North Carolina state government spending is finally heading to Governor Pat McCrory's desk. The Senate gave final legislative approval on Monday night to an agreement with the House last week. The House had already voted for the compromise measure. The bill locates $275,000 to operate the committee recommending changes by the end of this year to what's known as Common Core. This year's budget approved last summer did not include specific funds for this panel. The two chambers also give $50,000 in education funds to a rulemaking body to defend itself in a lawsuit against the State Board of Education. The measure also ensures regulators have funds to help clean up coal ash ponds. Gasoline taxes in North Carolina appear headed downward by a little bit very soon. The General Assembly gave its initial approval on Monday evening to a compromise reached between House and Senate members on how to handle an expected sharp drop in the motor fuels tax as of July 1st, based on the current formula. GOP lawmakers and transportation officials warned the projected decline would have delayed road projects. The final agreement would initially reduce the tax by 1.5 cents per gallon to 36 cents, falling to 35 cents next January, and then 34 cents in July of next year. There was a little debate in the Senate, but several House Democrats complained about Senate provisions left in that final bill. Final legislative votes are expected sometime today. Governor McCrory has praised the final agreement. And the Supreme Court says a North Carolina sex offender should have a chance to challenge the requirement that he wears a GPS monitoring bracelet for the rest of his life. The justices ruled yesterday that the state's highest court should have considered Tory Dale Grady's argument that having to wear the ankle bracelet violates his constitutional rights. Grady was convicted of a second-degree sex offense in 1997 and later convicted in 2006 of taking indecent liberties with a child. The second conviction qualified Grady as a recidivist. In 2013, he was ordered to start wearing the GPS bracelet 24 hours a day so officials could track his movements. The Supreme Court said lower courts should determine whether having to wear the bracelet is an unreasonable search under the Fourth Amendment. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Everybody will make sure they have their rights, you know, including sex offenders. So, boy, touchy subject.
Oh, absolutely.
8:39 at WCHL. And Nikki Morse is here one more time. And, Nikki, I know that you are really excited about all the things going on around here. And if you don't mind, stick around and tell us about traffic. But first of all, what else is on your agenda for today?
Oh, I've got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going to have the news at the bottom of the hour, every hour, all throughout the day, plus your weather updates at the top of the hour. So
yeah.
Going to keep myself pretty busy.
Absolutely, but I meant other than work.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is life after you leave the building, I promise.
Well, if it's supposed to be fairly nice today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So maybe I'll be sitting outside reading my book, because that's what I like to do when I get off work, is to relax sitting outside, enjoying the weather, and doing a little reading.
And what are you reading?
Currently, I'm reading a Stephen King book called Revival.
Really?
It's really good. It's interesting.
Cool. Well, let me know how it turns out.
Okay.
I've never read any of Stephen King's books.
Really?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm a big fan.
No.
Big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Not of you, Stephen King.
Oh, I realize that. Trust me. Well, I think we have a dog here, and it is Dr. Pitt. Dog on the way. We'll tell you all about the dog, him or her. Coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL, it's 8:41.
Looking to find some family fun on a spring afternoon? Visit Health on the Block, this year's free carnival-themed health fair. Enjoy games, face painting, prizes, and free breakfast and lunch, all while getting the health care you need at no cost. Make Saturday, April 11th, a day well spent with those you care for most. Join us at Hargraves Community Center on Robertson Street in Chapel Hill on April 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases. At Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Time again for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers. Here's Nikki Morse.
Looks like traffic's starting to ease up, which is good news if you're just heading out of the house. We're still looking at some crowded conditions, but otherwise no major delays on 40 eastbound if you're heading into RTP between 751 and Fayetteville Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, well, enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We will listen for your WCHL local newscast at 5:30 throughout the day and breaking news whenever it happens.
You bet.
All right. Nikki Morse, everybody. You're welcome. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up your morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. At Cruiser's, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented this morning by Town Hall Grill. And listen to this. Pretty good day on the way. 40 degrees right now, mostly sunny, breezy. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high at 65 degrees. So about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow, but still really nice weather. Town Hall Grill is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. And don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Town Hall Grill. 844 WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Imagine you handcrafted something. It was so special, people would actually come watch you make it. But you weren't allowed to sell it to them because the state government declared themselves a monopoly on selling your product. That's exactly the situation Chapel Hill's own Top of the Hill restaurant and brewery faces. A while back, they started handcrafting vodka, gin, and whiskey from locally sourced ingredients. They call it Topo Distillery, and you can even take a tour. Want to buy a bottle after your tour? Sorry, Charlie, you're out of luck. Because state law currently forbids any spirit sales that aren't at a government-owned ABC store, even by the distillers themselves. Right now, there's a bill before the state legislature to fix this problem. It would allow local micro-distilleries to sell just one bottle just once a year to a person who tours their distillery. House Representative Verla Insko and State Senator Valerie Fushi from our area are co-sponsors. Republican Senator Rick Gunn from Alamance County is a sponsor. With such strong bipartisan support, who could be against it? Local ABC boards, that's who. Their lobbyists said, "We have a control system for the sale of spirituous liquors that's worked well over the years." Worked well for whom? It's not working well for our state's micro distillers who are banned from selling their own products. It's certainly not working well for craft cocktail connoisseurs who can't even find their favorite products at government monopoly ABC stores. It's not working well to curb real problems of alcohol abuse and underage drinking. It's not even working well for our state's budget. Some estimate that the state could get a $200 million cash windfall by privatizing the ABC system. That sure would pay a lot of teachers. So why is our government so eager to privatize everything but liquor retailing? Look, I realize we have far bigger problems than where we buy our bourbon, but it seems to me that when the ABC system won't give up even one single bottle a year, even they know abolishing their government monopoly is truly in the best interest of our state. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
During the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say, "Wow," and then tell us how your wow experience, so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Or lease a 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. View our virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! The Subaru Love Spring event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer.
Get your yard ready for spring.
Also on the web at
JewelRecycle.com.
Zone is sponsoring a Yard Waste mulch sale. Orange County Mulch is 40% off now till March 31st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. They'll load mulch onto your truck or trailer at the landfill at 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. For more information, call 919-968-2788. The Orange County Mulch Sale, without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch. At the Orange County Landfill now through March 31st.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day. We love our teachers, so visit them in Metamot today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a treat, free treat with purchase at Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming. Speaking of Wolfgang, Katie McClure is here.
Hello, Rod. Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are things at Pause Forever?
Pause Forever is a busy, happening place.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we got a lot going on.
You were
going
to bring a fantastic dog in here today. And dog's not here.
Yes.
I think the dog has a mind of her own.
We were hoping that a sweetie pie named Frenchie would be here today.
Okay.
But I think something must have happened. Nothing bad. I'm sure Frenchie is fine. But something must have happened on the delivery end where Frenchie has not made it in time. So I'm filling in for that dog, okay?
I have
many good updates and some fun stuff to tell you about.
Well, first of all, tell us about Frenchie. Oh, what kind of dog is this?
Brand new at Paws Forever. Gorgeous white and cream colored shepherd mix.
Wow.
Super friendly, well socialized, will make a really good family dog.
How old is she?
And Frenchie? Not that gigantic either. She's maybe 40, 45 pounds, but, you know.
Maybe like the size of a border collie?
She has been in a home or living with someone for years and years and then sadly, has been dumped back at the shelter.
Oh,
so, but that's okay. You know, Paws Forever
that.
Will rehome animals that came from us in the first place.
And so how old do you think she is?
She's maybe 6.
Yeah, great.
But she's pretty energetic. Like, she's got a good sort of positive energy. She's not an old dog.
Good long life ahead of her, in other words.
Oh, yeah. This is a real good potential pet.
Well, it's brand new,
so check her out on the website.
Yeah, even though Frenchie is not here with us in the studio today, she is with us in spirit.
Yes, right.
And you can go to pawsforever.org. That's number 4.
Yes.
PAWS
forever.org. And we'll get you guys a picture,
too, because
this is a very photogenic, gorgeous dog.
And we'll put that picture on our website, chapelbro.com, and also we'll put it on Facebook later today and everything else. So we'll get her adopted, even though she's not here at the moment.
Exactly.
She's off on another adventure,
well,
I guess.
She could be in a car in traffic as we speak. I have no idea. Climbing over the back of the car. I don't know. Who knows?
Just a really nice dog, though. But I know that you have some positive tales to tell us.
I do.
Can you share one with us?
Yes, you all might like these because these were pets or critters that came through here, Ron.
Oh, good. Good.
And
I love it.
I want to tell you especially about Tiny T. I don't remember that kind of little fat cat that came and we posed him with the logo. Oh. Tiny T is living the life of a king. He is so happy. And we also had another happy tale. Do you remember Boris?
Yes.
The little rat terrier corgi mix guy that was kind of a maniac?
Yes, I do.
Well, Boris is so happy.
Uh-huh.
He has gone with some lovely people,
mm-hmm.
has a house of his own. He has multiple beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you this. When I did the home visit to, check these people out, but we already knew they were wonderful people.
Yeah.
Before Boris got there, I'm doing the home visit, right? And they had more than one bed already set up for Boris. And just like at the Hilton, they had a little dog bone on every dog bed, waiting for him. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, Boris is going to love this. And it has gone quite well for him.
Fantastic.
Quite well.
Yeah.
Now, his girlfriend, Natasha, is still at Pause Forever. So we're still looking for a home for Natasha.
Boris and Natasha.
But I got to tell you, I don't think Natasha misses him that much. She doesn't seem at all unhappy that Boris is gone. So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we can get her a role in the next Rocky the Flying Squirrel contest. What's the word I'm searching for? Comic.
Exactly.
Whatever. Any other success stories you want to tell us?
Yeah, well, you may or may not remember Trix, the pure white. This was a while back.
Uh-huh.
Pure white, deaf cat. But
oh, yeah, I do.
Drop-dead gorgeous animal.
Yeah.
She is almost adopted. Mm-hmm. She is in the most loving, wonderful home right now. And knock on wood, they will, quote, finalize.
Mm-hmm.
We just give people, for people that are wanting to adopt from us, we give you a seven-day period of sort of tested out time.
Yeah.
And then, if it goes well, if it's a good mix, you know, match for your family, hey, great.
You want to make absolutely sure that it's a good match.
We do. And we also allow people to, you know, get back in touch with us. We help them with dog training. They can bring the animal back if it doesn't work out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We offer support, basically, for adopters so that it'll go well.
Okay, that website again for folks who want to find out more about your organization is...
PauseForever.org, number four.
All right.
And let me plug one more thing real quick, Ron.
Okay,
our
please.
Easter egg hunt. This is coming up on April 4th.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just the Easter egg hunt.
This is this weekend.
An adult Easter egg hunt.
Oh, okay.
Meaning... there's booze and music and raffle prizes, and many of those prizes are pretty good, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
So this could be some fun. If people want to check it out, they should go to our website, and, you know, probably some dogs will be walking around. We have our catio, which you may remember you named the catio.
The catio.
That'll be out there. The cats will be in and out of the catio.
Uh-huh.
So don't miss our egg hunt, April 4th.
I want to see the catio. Hey, listen, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sorry Frenchie didn't make it, but we got another animal for you soon. We always have animals for you. So
I got to check out Frenchie on the website.
You do want to, yeah. He's a nice dog.
Sorry I didn't get a chance to meet her today.
Real outgoing.
All right. Fantastic. Well, just like you, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
And all these animals reflect your personality.
I don't know. Oh, that's not good, then.
Well,
I don't
know. Some of them do. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Yeah,
always good to see you.
You guys help us a lot. We truly appreciate it.
We love
really
doing it.
We really do.
We love it. We love the animals. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet. Hey, listen, if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me and tell me what it is. Katie, if you know it, don't blurt it out. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the word, if you can spell it, and if you can describe it, if you can define it, then I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
B.B. Smith is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, and she was nominated by Jamie Rowe. Jamie, why does B.B. deserve such special recognition today?
B.B. has done amazing work in our community for the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. She is a social work researcher in the UNC School of Social Work, and she has worked in the School of Psychiatry. She has been at this for many years, working on many different levels. She not only works as a practitioner, someone who works directly with clients. She also works with students and mentors them and helps them with placements so that they can gain experience and wisdom in their field. And she also advocates for people with mental illness locally and also statewide. She just a couple months ago had a wonderful article in the Raleigh News and Observer about the need for greater mental health services in the state.
Bebe does great work as a researcher working in the UNC School of Social Work. All of that is wonderful, but she also goes far above and beyond her regular call of duty by getting so involved with helping folks who are homeless or at risk of being homeless.
Bebe also chairs the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness's 100,000 Homes Task Force, which is a committee that formed 3 years ago that is about 20 service and housing providers for people experiencing homelessness in our community. It helps people who are the most vulnerably and chronically homeless, many who've been homeless for years on the streets and who have very high barriers to housing, such as severe mental illness and substance use disorders. So she chairs that committee and really helps pull us all together every month to develop effective strategies for helping people become housed and get the services they need.
We're talking with Jamie Rowe. And Jamie, why is it that BB is so passionate about this work?
I guess it's her heart of gold. And also that she's so very bright, she's very driven, and she brings a compassion and a real care and concern for people to her work. You know, not everybody has. And she's very driven to help people. I think she's, like all of us, had obstacles along the way and hurdles to overcome, but she just keeps driving and keeps digging to make a bigger and broader impact.
I appreciate your nominating BB. BB Smith is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Lewis Smith, who called in with the word of the day. It is geoponic. G-E-O-P-O-N-I-C, geoponic, it simply means growing. It has to do with agriculture. Geoponic, our word of the day, from Wayne Pond on WCHL.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning on WCHL, about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. Sunny today, high today, 72.